Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to speak English clearly and correctly with a standard American accent. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonant W, W, as in the word window or wish. This consonant is very common in English, and learning to pronounce it correctly is an important step in speaking English with an American accent. Depending on what your first language is, you may find it difficult to pronounce this sound. More specifically, if your first language is Japanese, Chinese, or Korean, you may find it difficult to say W when it occurs at the beginning of a word, or in combination with another consonant, such as K, as in the words question or quiet. If your first language is Central European, such as German or Polish, Eastern European, such as Russian or Serbian, Croatian, or if it's Chinese, Hindu, or Punjabi, one of the most common mistakes is to confuse this sound W with the sound V. So a word like very might sound like wary, or wary might sound like very. Before we look at these specific pronunciation topics and issues, it's important that we begin by learning the right way to pronounce this consonant sound. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant W accurately, like a native speaker. We're also going to practice this sound in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the sound W. The first step is to bring your lips forward and tense. Bring your lips forward, like in the sound OO. Make them tense and move them back quickly as you vocalize. Your tongue should be slightly back and raised in the back, but it moves quickly into the position of whatever vowel follows. The most important part of pronouncing W is the motion of your lips. Your lips should start in the same position as the vowel OO, like in the word moon. Your lips should be forward and tense, like you're about to kiss somebody or you're making a fish face. Then move them back quickly and vocalize at the same time. W. So it's a forward and back motion as you vocalize, as you make sound. That's what creates the W sound. Be sure that both of your lips are moving as you make a vowel sound. You can think of W as OO, but in motion. Again, W is OO in motion. I recommend that you use a small mirror to check the position and movement of your lips. Let's try practicing W in two steps. First step, put your lips into the position of OO. Second step, bring them back quickly and vocalize. W. Let's try that. Position of OO, forward and tense, like you're kissing. And now back and vocalize. W. Forward. Back vocalize. Forward. Back vocalize. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. W is a continuant because the air flows continuously. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. W is a voiced consonant because our vocal folds vibrate when we say it. Let's listen and repeat the consonant W. Please listen and repeat. W. W. Next, we're going to practice saying W by combining it with some key vowels which we've covered in previous podcasts. These will not be words, they will just be sounds. Please listen and repeat. Pay careful attention to your form, making sure that your lips are moving as you make the sound W. Please listen and repeat. We. 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 Wa. W. Wa. Wa. Whoa. As you can see, some combinations of W and a vowel are more difficult than others. Woe, as in the word won't or woke, is often particularly difficult. These difficult combinations will be covered in future podcasts. In this next exercise, we're going to practice saying some key words which contain the W sound. Pay careful attention to your form. Make sure that your lips are moving back and forth as you vocalize. Please listen and repeat. We. Wish. West. Walk. Woman. Washington. Away. Beware. Rewind. Award. In this next exercise, we're going to practice and learn some common American expressions and idioms which contain the W sound. Please listen and repeat. The party is winding down. Please don't whitewash the situation. We told them to take a walk. She has a way with words. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. In fact, the secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons that you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the consonants of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll learn how to pronounce the sound just like a native speaker, and then practice it in words and common expressions in idioms that Americans use all the time. You'll also get all the vowels of English, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Every lesson also comes with a complete transcript in PDF, so you can read along if you want. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Download Best Accent Training today and practice your pronunciation wherever and whenever you want to. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for this podcast, I'd be glad to hear from you. You can reach me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.